First of all, Carrie Lamack, could you tell us a little bit about what the film is about?
So Killing in the Name is a film about Ashraf Al-Khaled, a Jordanian man whose wedding was bombed, killing his father, killing both the parents of his wife, and in total 27 members of his family. And the film follows Ashraf as he travels around trying to understand what drives people to commit such acts and also sharing his story with those who do, such as a former terrorist in Indonesia, a terrorist recruiter in Jordan, and he also meets with other victims of terrorism in Indonesia as well.
What reaction have you had to the film so far?
Well, it's been incredible. I mean, of course, we got nominated for an Academy Award, which was really something we weren't expecting, but we're so proud of. And we've been screening the film around the world, and some of the reactions have just been phenomenal, whether it was students in Jordan who, while they might not like certain countries in the world, decided that killing of any innocents is not okay. They decided that after they saw our film, or a former radical in the UK who didn't really understand what terrorism was and could do until he had seen the film, to we just showed the film in Indonesia and in a pesantren, which is Indonesian religious school. And their reactions were phenomenal based on having discussions about what does the Quran really mean and what is it in order to live up to the standards of Islam. And even if people we know are being killed, we want to also commit violence as well and coming to the conclusion that no, we don't.
Why have you come to this symposium then, which is looking at the links between terrorism and organized crime? Is that something also that your network is interested in?
Well, our network, Global Survivors Network, is interested in giving a voice to victims around the globe. And the fact that the UN is hosting this symposium and has invited victims to speak out just goes to show that they're understanding what is so important, which is putting a human face and name to all of these acts of terror and crime that we see around the globe that the UNODC is trying to stop.
So what do you think hope will come out of this meeting then?
Well, I hope that all the member states will actually find ways to prevent future acts of terror and crime and also be able to empower the victims in their local countries to be able to speak out and use their moral authority to provide a counter narrative to that of the extremists. Because no matter what how much we do, there will always be those who are sympathetic to extremists. But if they also see the other side of the story, if they see the real life ramifications of their potential actions, we think that they'll hopefully think twice.